Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
The gods, the drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the beast, the fraud, the messer with me. Come on!
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play like music. Move it to the music.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dipper Dots.
Move to the music, play like the music. Move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commission
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It does be an inebriator, an architect, and a scientist indeed. It's DPP.
It's good to be back. Missed you last week. It's good to be here on the penultimate episode before the greatest weekend in wrestling.
Ooh. Fuck you. Where you been? All right. I was waiting to cut it right there. Welcome back. And of course, we are joined once again by the freshly, 19 now? 20? 22? 24? 25? 27? 27? 26? 46. You're 46. Okay, that's 45. No, 28?
There you go.
It's the phenomenally fresh trivia trickster himself, decked out in his beautiful red NWO Wolfpack t-shirt. And he's got one strand of hair guarded right down the middle like the bad guy.
I was not trying that.
But it's there. It's there. Yeah, you got that. You got the Wolfpack music, right?
Huh? Oh, shit. I'm going to say no.
No?
Yep.
Oh, yep. No.
It's here somewhere, but it's going to take too long.
The call, I'm like, yeah, that works. Okay, I'm wearing the Wolfpack shirt. I have the one little strand of hair dangling down. All it takes for me, like, Tunney to try to cut me off and say I'm not on the show anymore to do the ghost fingers.
Well, since Dan can't deliver on the Wolfpack music, I'll give you guys this classic 3-second gem.
Sodas rule.
Yeah, they do.
Son of a bitch. All right, welcome to the 423rd edition of the podcast known as DWI. Don't drink and drive, drink and podcast. Don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Head on over, pick yourself up a chair shot t-shirt. Plenty of great designs, plenty of great styles, whether it is long sleeve, short sleeve, cut off, soft style. Get it in soft style. Feels oh so good. Don't forget a chair shot t-shirt makes a great gift as well. That's prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Right now you're listening to DWI podcast 423 right here on Chairshot Radio Network. You know, you can find that on all of your favorite streaming platforms. And don't forget to always use your head and head on over to thechairshot.com. We got sports, we got entertainment, and you know we got that sports entertainment coverage. Plenty of great coverage. Andrew Belaz and Stephen Mitchell do a phenomenal job. You can find plenty of great opinion pieces as well. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Guys, 1 week away, like you said, we're just on that freaky deacon road. I'm excited. Feel these nipples. We're going to be hanging out at the Thunderdome. I'm fairly certain for night one. Is there a bell for that? No.
We'll have to talk about that.
Oh, we're not.
I got a hockey game apparently.
Oh, jeez, what the fuck?
The hockey game can wait for Mania, right?
Did you take Monday off?
No, I did not take Monday off.
Do you want to? Would you want to, or can you?
I can see if I can. Yeah.
I took Monday off, so.
Excellent.
No big deal.
Maybe we make it a Sunday event. Maybe night
it's
two.
Up to you. I don't want to force you into a day off. You know what I'm saying? I guess DP and I's plans are to be determined. I may be right here, which is fine with me as well. I have no problem sitting in my recliner, right? Like, there's the fridge, there's the bathroom, there's the cat. Not that, you know, those three things are involved with anything, but I'm at home. I just, as I sit here, there they are. And I point to those directions, which no one can see. No, at all.
Not even
it's
us.
Been 5 minutes. We're going to go to a commercial. The chair shot down. Wait, AJ, what are you doing for? I forgot to ask you.
For Mania? Yeah. Probably. We'll see if Chantel's brother wants to watch WrestleMania over at his place, because they have a nice TV in like a little downstairs area. It's not as nice as Dan's basement cave with everything cool and everything, but it's a pretty decent sized TV. So I could try to convince him, since he's usually the concert nut. So I don't know if he has a concert that day or not or whatever, but I'm going to watch it by hook or by crook.
Listen, I got a 50-inch TV and I sit about 12 feet away from it. So it's fucking gigantic. It's right there.
That's all you need. That's all you need is a giant TV.
Not far away. All right. Any which way you can do it, you got to be enjoying WrestleMania, whether it's with friends or in front of a TV. And don't forget, chairshot.com. I've got you covered with coverage there as well. TWI 423, DP, AJ, PC Tunney, Alphabet Soup in the house. Love you, Tommy Rich. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 423 right here, Chairshot Radio Network. DP, AJ, and PC Tunney. I'm getting pretty excited. Let's just let's not talk about the event real quick before we get into everything. I'm very much excited for this WrestleMania more than I've been in a long time. I think Maybe it is 10 years. Maybe it's since Daniel Bryan did his thing. What about you guys? Like, I mean, in the past decade, if you can just think about where we've been, this is just... It's obviously because we're in the midst of one of the greatest storylines of all time in wrestling history. I mean, whether you want to put it in a top five or a top 10, it belongs at the least in a top 10, even against the most biased of opinions on the modern era of WWE. But I mean, this is, I think it's top three, possibly number one. How excited are you guys, Dan?
Enormously. You know, it's not often nowadays that you get The Rock and that you get The Rock in a wrestling match. And the anticipation, the build for Cody and the potential destruction of the bloodline or the strengthening of the bloodline, we don't know where that's going. I think that's what makes it most exciting for me. And I know I've said this a lot recently too, which is great, is I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where it's going. And that's phenomenal because that doesn't happen that much. You know, usually you don't, you know, like, you can see what's happening here. Okay, this is just what's going to be fine. You know, great, great, good story. But now it's like, fuck, we thought Rock and Roman was going to happen. Okay, cool. Wait a minute. Whoop, shit. Now The Rock's turns heel and is now aligned with the bloodline. And what the fuck's going on? And is Seth going to turn? Is, you know, what's Drew McIntyre going to do? CM Punk shows up. What the fuck? Like, there is so much going on in all these different storylines that, and then in a way kind of connected, but we have no idea what's going to happen. And it's so hard to predict. And that's what makes it just that much more better.
Is it that much more better for you, AJ Velez?
I mean, everything that Dan just said, he hit right on the we don't know what's going to happen. We don't. Because it's even to the point where we're like, is The Rock going to turn on Roman? Is it like, what's going to happen? What's going on? We don't even know what's going to happen with every other match that's going down, honestly. Like, we can try to nitpick where it's like, well, it's Rollins versus McIntyre. McIntyre might win, but Seth is going up against The Rock, so then he has that. And now there's the CM Punk element. We don't even know for the women's side, for their championships, as to what's going to happen. Becky's looking like she's the dominant force, but it's still Rhea who's, you know, on top. Mommy's on top and everything else. So how are we going to play this? Io and Bayley. Io's got the numbers. Bayley's got the redemption arc that she's doing now. Like, it's, there's so many what ifs that you can't just be like every other Mania or pay-per-view the past year and a half, where it's like, okay, that guy's gonna win. Roman's gonna win this match. It's obvious. Just, we have to figure out the shenanigans. Okay, well, all right, Rhea's gonna retain because there's not really that much competition. All right, yeah, the tag titles are gonna fall to that person. We don't know anymore. We don't even know anything that's gonna happen. We're just here for the ride, and we are loving it.
I couldn't agree with both of you more. I mean, it's just everything you guys have said right there. So, in this excitement, and I added something to the list of what we're going to do. And why don't we tell everybody and you two to the edition, the one edition of what's happening this week on the 423rd edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
For the penultimate WrestleMania sheet. I
love how I had to take a drink of water before he started that.
Well, yeah, I'm drinking Guinness. That's like basically syrup in the throat, so it would have like cut in and out. I would have sounded bad.
That's fantastic.
Oh, brother. Yes, and brother. We're going to get into The Rock making Cody bleed his own blood. Yes, The Rock indeed did make Cody bleed his own blood.
I don't know about that, dude.
The aforementioned CM... The aforementioned CM Punk, Cody bladed, so bite me, whatever. Cody made himself bleed his own blood. Is that wherever you want to ring the bell on that one now?
Yeah, dude.
What was that?
Yeah, dude.
I
don't like that. Yeah, dude. The CM Punk McIntyre Rollins.
What?
I'm gonna get into that. You fucking heard me. And
hold on, dude.
We got the last two qualifying matches for the six-pack tag title ladder match. I don't like what's going on here. Your what chant can stick it up your ass with all your fucking Hogan Austin shit going on.
Yeah.
Over there. Ring the goddamn bell. Dear Lord, please forgive me for taking thy name in vain. See what you drive me to.
Right before Good Friday, man.
Well, that's better late than never.
That's one way of thinking about
TWI
it.
TWI 423, better late than never. The Rock and Cody from Monday night. AJ, why don't you start us off here? Give us your thoughts on the whole arc of him coming out, whispering in his ear, and then at the end of the show, look at you now. Look at you now, boy.
Bleeding your own blood, Mama Rhodes. Look at your baby boy. That was well done. I loved it a lot. I love how we're getting a little bit of the edge back into WWE. I know usually Rock has the... No, not that edge. That edge is...
He's in AEW.
I'm... Okay. Yeah.
On this day...
Like the edginess, like the kind of Attitude Era, but not so much Attitude Era, especially when an F-bomb was dropped, if anyone knew that happened on Raw. I know it was censored, but he dropped an F-bomb, and it was clear as day, and they allowed it. I love it just because this is making the whole final boss thing that Rock has been saying that he is prevalent, but it's also making Cody the biggest baby face since Superman. That's the only way I could say. I know he made a Homelander reference last week,
it's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
It's Cody Rhodes.
Here's my question, though.
Whoa!
Here's my question. The guy who was really excited and said, it's Superman, and even the guy who said, it's a plane. Okay, but why was the guy who said it? Why was the guy who said it's a bird so excited?
Yeah, no, I don't understand that. It's a bird. We live like basically in the city. We see pigeons all the time. Why the fuck are you looking at a bird?
Yeah, it's a fucking bird, dude.
But I love that it's making this a little more gritty, a little more edgy, like I said before, without the Copeland. But I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I like the fact that they're just saying, do whatever you want to make this look as good as it can be. And they have been providing that every week. Whether it's the subtle hints of doing the one, but the Rock's doing this instead. He's putting the thumb out instead of doing the actual one. Or can you really trust Seth? I mean, he betrayed Roman and everything. Like, perfect. It's making it more believable. The story's there. It's working to a T. And this is what better way than, you know, making him bleed and putting the blood on the belt for Mama Rhodes? Because how much are we willing to bet that The Rock during the match is going to try to hand the weight belt to Cody's mom?
Well, he already told us he was going to do that.
And he will deliver that belt. He's good on his word, as he has been this entire time, telling us how he was going to take Cody's blood and make him bleed and put it on the weight belt. And we're elevating to that level, to getting to where it makes just that WrestleMania showdown just all the more better. It's been fantastic.
Remember, we need the tears of Mama Rhodes on the belt too before he can hand it to her.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. And like, I guess besides the beatdown, like, I think we always talk about it, and I think I listened. Bully Ray said it. You know, there's blood is great at the right time. Like, you don't always need to bleed, but it makes something, it elevates a story, and it can elevate a scene, like, just that little bit more if it's done properly and if it's done sparingly. And this was the perfect time to do that. Like, this was perfect for the story. He's obviously been talking about making him bleed, and then he went ahead and did it, and it just makes that, you know, him as that, you know, final boss status makes him look even bigger, because he just can beat him down. He's making him bleed. You know, he's standing tall over just this beaten down Cody Rhodes. It's going to make it for an even better WrestleMania. It's just phenomenal. They're doing such a phenomenal job with this, building it up. And one thing I wanted to point out, the intro for The Rock, when he came out, when his music hit, there was about a second and a half, maybe 2 seconds, when he first came out, when they did the long shot, camera shot from the other side of the ring, and you could see Cody, and you saw the dark entrance ramp, and Rock come kind of walking out. Like, that cinema, that shot was, like, beautiful. Like, I haven't seen that kind of shot in a long time.
Like, people equated it to Thanos walking out in the event, like the first introduction to him, when they, I think they were fighting on Titan or something.
Yeah.
Like, that introduction of Thanos is what they just basically said was The Rock walking out against Cody on Raw.
Yeah, that was amazing.
We, I did dig up some sound on, I don't know if anybody else has this. This is Cody after Raw. I don't know if anybody else has this.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
I don't know if
was that an exclusive?
Yeah, I can. There might be more. Let me play. Hold on. Let's start from the beginning. Yeah, here. There's a little bit more.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
Oh, then someone on a scooter picked him up. There you go. So that's what happened last night. I think his dog was driving. His dog is a big fan of Spuds.
Oh, Farrell was driving?
Yeah, he's a big fan of Spuds McKenzie, who's a notorious motorcycle driving dog back in the day. So look that up. But that's, yeah, breaking news on the DWI podcast for you guys. You're welcome.
Clearly, Cody, unhappy about having to bleed.
Yeah, nobody.
Wow.
So I enjoyed what they did. I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, I would imagine that right after The Rock came out and Cody did the opening, they went back and filmed that. And then Rock left, like, before the top of the first hour. Because Rock's time is valuable. I don't think they ran that live, but that's not the point. I enjoyed it. I'm enjoying what's going on. I'm still upset we're not getting Roman versus Rock for the title. And part of me thinks Cody might not win, but I don't know why you would put him in this position 2 years in a row to have him lose again. I don't know. That's a discussion for next week. I guess any other thoughts here on the Cody and Rock thing?
Not really. Right. I mean, it's just that damn good of entertainment. That's just my opinion on it.
It's been difficult to weave the whole thing, which is what makes it. They've done a pretty good job, I think, because it seems like it's hard to do, because you got all of them together in different matches, and you want to kind of focus on all of it, but it's hard. And I think they're doing a really good job. Like, everything is very interesting.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to the other big promo of Raw. And CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and eventually Seth Rollins. The most interesting part to me, it was a fun promo all around. And CM Punk is a big example of what meaningful promos are. Like, when you listen to a CM Punk promo, you believe everything he's saying. Like, you believe that he has this disdain and this, that, and the other. he is just selling his ass off. You know what I'm saying? It's so great to see once again. He is truly, he is one of the best ever on the mic. I mean, period. There's money for him and The Rock to be made. He called him out. But the part I loved was Drew McIntyre calling out CM Punk for maybe getting canceled for talking about him either being
wearing a skirt,
a Scottish psychopath, or a bitch in a skirt or something, and said that might get you canceled in 2024. Then Drew talking about being the chosen one, and Punk asking him, well, who chose you? What's his name? And you can't say that name anymore on TV. And then AJ talked about swearing, and The Rock is doing it, and Punk did it too. And
way to go, McIntyre, PG brother.
Yep, there you go. He said PG brother. So all of that, I don't know. I just enjoy it. I can't wait. I hope when Punk comes back to be able to wrestle, he can be healthy for, give me 2.5 years, please. Anyway, he's going to be on commentary for this match. AJ, you've been saying he's going to be involved either way for a long time. I know, DP, you've had the same thoughts as well. I love him on commentary. There's no reason for him to go in there and be the ref, because that would be something if he was cleared but not, like, ready to wrestle and he could take a bump or something as a ref, because that's what you want to have happen when you have a wrestler reffing, right? He couldn't do that. I know he showed him he could go down and count with his other hand, blah, 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 but do you think they made the right decision, Dan, to put him on commentary? And how much did you enjoy this promo, first of all, between these three guys?
It was fantastic. For all the reasons you said, plus, like, just, yeah, Punk has just a different cadence with his promos that are great. Like, yelling to, you know, cut that music off. No one wants to listen to that crap when Drew McIntyre starts walking out and Seth Rollins comes out and you can see him like, father fucker, like, goddamn, why are you coming out here and getting pissed off? And it was just, you know, it's masterfully done. And it's very funny and interesting to see, like, to see who the weaker link of the promo trio there was, as Drew McIntyre just sat back and listened for the most part, because I don't know if he had enough back and forth to deal with it, but it was kind of interesting. But yeah, just ridiculously good all the way around.
You brought up the point of Drew McIntyre, but I mean, I thought he kind of was getting over on his new character, which is, like, you know, a little self-righteous. I still think I'm doing a greater good for everybody, but I'm actually a bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, he was like the tattletale bad guy-ish kind of thing, you know, like that weird kind of bully there. It felt like to me. I don't know. Did you feel that too from him or no?
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's good to have, you know, he can sit back and just like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I'm in the right here kind of thing. And yeah, I can see that. But
he's a different kind of heel we've seen in a long time, to be honest with you, in my opinion.
Yeah, he's a truthful heel who's like, he's correct. Like, and you're mad because he's right with everything. He's right about everything. Like, he's not. Yeah, it's very odd. He's not like, he's not doing heelish things. He's just saying shit that people don't like, basically. It's kind of interesting.
True. And AJ, go ahead, jump in here. But he's already got brownie points with me. He got rid of that dumb sword.
Yeah, he did get rid of that dumb sword. And even Punk brought that up too. But I appreciated everything about that.
Look at my eyes.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. CM Punk did a damn good job. I know that I'm one of the bigger naysayers of Punk, but he fucking knocked it out of the park.
Good to have him back, isn't it?
It is good to have him back.
Ah!
It's clobbering time, especially when this is going back to what I alluded to earlier in the intro, where it's like, we don't know anything. Someone that I work with watches weekly for Raw and SmackDown, and he's like, well, what if he was the referee, and since he showed that he can count with the other hand, he'll go down as the referee to do a count, and suddenly he hyperextended the elbow or something, so he can't count to three or something like that. Like, again, this is leading to the, well, what can Punk do? I love the fact he's on commentary, and everything else that's going on with it. He could be a ref. I wouldn't recommend it with the arm injury, but hey, he could be a ref. He'll probably do commentary. You're going to have whoever wins this match say my name, say I won the World Heavyweight Championship. And in my opinion, what better way to have a cash-in than to have someone distracted by CM Punk in doing said cash-in? That's my opinion on that. I can allude to that next week when we actually run down matches.
Well, it is official. He's going to be on commentary.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys think, because I did, when he was going, well, I could be referee, I could be on commentary, and I was like, and I was waiting for him to say, well, there's a third option. What if I was in the match? And I was waiting for him to say that, and the Chicago crowd to go ape shit. Like, maybe he was healthy enough.
If he was cleared, sure. But
obviously not cleared.
Not cleared. I don't think so.
I was hoping like maybe he got cleared.
I think SummerSlam. He'll be back to challenge. Yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about it next week.
But I loved everything with the back and forth promos. Just
money. What?
I just love the back and forth promos. Punk money. Drew McIntyre, especially him coming out when Seth Rollins was already in the ring talking to Punk. Drew making a Stan parody for CM Punk, the Eminem song Stan, walking out like, you're my biggest Stan. You complete me. And then just getting kicked in the face and then curb stomped. That was just perfect. That was chef's kiss to me, where I'm just like, God, you want to hate Drew McIntyre, but God, he is so entertaining right now.
No, they're doing a good job. They're doing a really good job with this. As much as you hate to say it, secondary world title right now. I mean, one of them is going to always be more prominent than the other. When you have two, I mean, there's no such thing as a perfect circle, right? Regardless of that TikTok or that kid at the... You ever see that one at the talent show in the high school?
Yeah. No, I thought you were talking about the band. Kids
they had a big. Anyway, we'll skip. He drew a perfect circle. No. Some of the guys from Tool, right? They formed a perfect circle. Was that?
They sure did.
Okay. Right. See, I don't know my music. Lateralis, is that Tool or Perfect Circle?
That's Tool.
Yeah. That's right. Underrated song. Judith? The third thing we want to talk about here before we get to, you like Judith? There you go. Put up a poll. Which one's better?
Well, which one?
I prefer, I'm not going to say which one I actually prefer.
Oh boy, I don't even want to know what route we were going on that one.
Well, think of one of the worst song titles from Tool.
Mm-mm.
Seeing how I'm not that much of a Tool fan.
Yeah,
which is weird. Which is really weird because you're a giant Tool.
Hey!
Wow!
Wait a minute.
Damn, it's rare when DP attacks AJ.
No, ring the bell. That was good.
Oh, let's not play nice. Why can't you get catty with him?
Because he was the one that made the comment, not you.
Okay, we got two more participants in this 6-pack ladder match for the tag team titles at WrestleMania. The top bracket, Legado del Fantasma, after having beaten the Latino World Order, will take on the New Catch Republic, who beat Pretty Deadly to get into this first winner qualifies for WrestleMania. I mean, New Catch Republic, right? AJ? Right?
You know how I feel about that name. I think they're going to be the ones that go in there because the LWO is going to screw over Legado del Fantasma, but that's just me. But God, I don't want to call them New Catch Republic. So Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. Yeah, Mustache Mountain. Yeah. Without the mustache.
Stachiolo. Yeah. The Mustachioed Men.
I only had a mustache.
I mean, we're all kind of. Mine's a little light right now, but AJ's is probably AJ and Dan are. AJ's probably in the lead right now. I'm not trying to grow one.
Neither am I.
Yeah, me neither.
Should we let him go for WrestleMania?
Nope.
Mustaches can do any.
Grow out the mustache
just for till next week. Till next week.
Mustache mania.
You don't have to. You can leave anything or shave anything else, but you can't do anything to the mustache.
It's just gotta be the lip.
So Dan, you could keep the beard with it, but you can't shave until next week.
And
no.
You gotta do the goatee.
And then for the show, we just have the mustaches next week.
It's already itchy. I need to shave, man. Ugh.
You don't even go into work, dude. You can't have a mustache in a week.
I gotta go in on Tuesdays.
Oh jeez. So you keep the beard until fucking Tuesday night.
Shave the day that we're recording and then shave
no,
the
you know
rest
what? Screw you guys. You're not real wrestling fans. You don't even want to do mustaches for Mania. Fuck you guys.
What does that have to do with wrestling?
It's alliteration. I'm advocating.
As I
mustache mania.
In the distance, don't keep the mustache.
Mania. That should be their fucking team name. Mustache Mania.
It should be.
That might be the title of the show, Mustache Mania.
It's also be their hashtag as they try and win the titles, too. Mustache Mania.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to keep this mustache going. I'll probably keep the whole... I don't have much of anything going, really. But the stash will grow in faster than everything else. I will not get rid of this, but then next week, Saturday morning, I will get rid of everything, and I'll just have the mustache, and I'll put it up on... at PC Tony on X.
Sweet.
How's that? Sweet.
Sure.
All right.
Do it
so
for
we all
of us.
Did you want to talk about the mustachioed men, DP?
No, I think AJ hit it on the head here. I'm assuming that LWO and Legado are going to have a feud here again. And so they're going to cost them the match here. And it seems like those two are getting into the six pack.
On the other side, the Street Profits, after defeating the Authors of Pain, will take on A-Town Down Under. And I really like that team name. And I almost think these guys could be the one to take the titles from the Judgment Day. It'd be just, I think, I don't know if I'm going to pick them next week or not, but I think they're going to beat the Street Profits here. What do you think, DP?
Yeah, man.
They beat the OC, by the way, to get to this match.
I'm probably going to say yeah, because I think, you know, the Street Profits and the Authors of Pain, that whole, those two factions, I forget what they're, you know, Street Business and whatever the other ones are called, I can't remember, are probably going to have some kind of feud here, maybe in some kind of Mania match, a pre-match or something, maybe, I don't know, but.
Carrying Cross Killers your career?
Cross Killers, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Career killer carrying Krillin.
Yeah. How do you bring the Authors of Pain back? How do you bring this dominant team back and make them irrelevant? Yeah. There you go.
Put them with Karrion Kross. Like the great Karnak. who can single-handedly bring down the Authors of Pain? Karrion Kross. Here's a Johnny Carson reference for you fucking old head motherfuckers. AJ, jump in before we float back to the early 80s, 60s, 40s, 20s.
Five touchdown! Anyway, I had to. It was right there. I mean, I love the name A-Town Down Under. I'm not going to lie. That's
right?
Actually a really damn good name.
It's almost as good as New Catch Republic.
God, no. Anyway...
said no one ever.
But my main thing, I think A-Town Down Under, because I just think the tag teams are gonna, like, the losing tag teams from round one are gonna screw with the other tag teams that they lost to in the others. Like, there's been a blood feud between AOP and Street Profits since I went to freaking SmackDown. That was like a month ago.
Forever, dude.
Yeah, so it's going to be A-Town Down Under, but my thing is, what the hell are they going to do with AOP? By the way, the name of the group, which is an amazing name, but God, they have no traction is the final testament.
Yep.
Are they fighting the Judgment Day?
Yeah. Like, what are they doing with them? It is fuck and all.
All right. I think we're done with the wrestling talk today. I can't wait for next week's show. I don't know who's going to be on the show. I can tell you with certainty the three of us will be here next Friday morning for you. In addition, more than likely, Dave Ungar. I am efforting at least one more person specifically. So we'll see what happens. But tune in next week. We will break down everything WrestleMania, and we'll have trivia. That's going to be next week's show. That's it, and that's going to be plenty. I can't wait for next guys. We're almost fucking, oh my goodness, this is so great. We're almost there. We've been waiting so long every year for WrestleMania, and also hoping to get that announcement on where WrestleMania is going to be next year as well.
Well, they're definitely going to say it during Mania this year.
It sounds like Minneapolis, to be honest with you, considering what I've heard from the government there. And then maybe they announce the next 2 years right away. Maybe they announce Vegas the year after. Even if it's Vegas this next year, I think I'm going to WrestleMania 41. Yeah, I think I am. So we'll leave you with that. When we come back, the Trivia Trickster is going to take over. It's DWI 423 right here on Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com. DWI podcast, don't drink and drive, drinking podcast, and don't forget about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, and head on over to my bookie. Use promo code Chairshot, that's CHAIRSHOT. Promo code Chairshot with my bookie to receive up to $1,000 welcome bonus. We'll be right back.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good old beer crack for the 1, 2, 3. I wonder if that's in a. I wonder if that song's in our last call here. But anyways, phenomenal funky facts as always. Dan, you've missed some trivia.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Man, you've also been missing some deuces.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I haven't been missing any.
Let me talk to you.
I can assure you of that.
Anyway, so this one's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be multiple choice. It's still in WrestleMania theme.
B.
But multiple, don't you even
true.
I said multiple choice, not true or false.
All of the above.
My God, anyways. Dan, door number 1, 2, or 3?
Well, I'm going to go with 3. Door 3. We almost synced.
I was about to say that hurt my head a little bit. I'm not
tried.
Lying.
I tried real hard. I tried real hard.
Anyways, yeah. So Roman's been on a streak of main eventing practically every Mania he's been a part of, except for like two, maybe. Who has Roman not main evented against? A, Triple H. B, The Undertaker. C, Randy Orton. Or D, Daniel Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
a WrestleMania.
Mania. They did say it's still in the Mania vein.
Mania.
Dan, I'm not going to lie, you saying Mania just sounds bad.
That's a new video game's coming out.
Dan says C, that was Orton. Randy Orton. Tunney says Daniel Bryan. It's Randy Orton because he faced off against Daniel Bryan and Edge in the triple threat.
Oh, fuck. I just wanted to forget that match.
Yeah, I think we all did.
Yes, he has never... he did not main event against Orton. 32 being... Triple H, 33 being Undertaker, and 37 being Daniel Bryan and Edge.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Johnny, door number one or door number two?
One. Definitely one.
Oh, we're forcing Dan on that deuce.
Fuck off.
Hey, Lois, you ready when I force Dan to drop a deuce? Where's it?
See, now, Lois, the guys would have found that hilarious.
Yeah, you fuck.
That is true.
Whoa. saying stuff like that is going to get you canceled in 2024.
I was talking to Meg. Shut up.
Oh, that's fair. All right.
All right. So we're familiar with finishing moves getting kicked out of, but the first time that these moves got kicked out, all but one got kicked out at Mania for the first time. Ooh. A, Taker's Tombstone. B, Triple H's Pedigree, C, Corbin's End of Days, or D, Lesnar's F5.
You're saying that it got all three of the four got kicked out.
Three of the four got kicked out of at a WrestleMania.
Okay, can you say it? Say them again, please.
One, A, Taker's Tombstone Piledriver, B, Triple H's Pedigree, C, Corbin's End of Days, or D, Lesnar's F5. Which one did not get kicked out at Mania?
For the first time.
Ooh. God, see, Razor sucks.
I'm not going to lie, this came about because WWE actually put down legendary wrestlers that got their finishers, or legendary finishers that got kicked out of at certain points. You both say Taker's Tombstone, but that is not true.
Damn it!
Taker's Tombstone got kicked out of by Kane at 14, twice actually. It was Triple H's Pedigree. Cactus Jack kicked out of it at Royal Rumble 2000. Yeah. End of Days was McIntyre, and Lesnar's F5 was kicked out by Kurt Angle.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Dan, get deuce, or deuce?
I'm going to pass.
Drop it. I said drop it.
Get the funnel, Tunney.
Oh, fuck.
Funnel? Hit the enema.
All right.
Another good Tool song.
What state? Oh, God. What state has not hosted?
Prison Sex was the song before, by the way. Prison Sex.
Okay.
We weren't going to say it.
Prison Sex.
The more you say it, the worse it gets. I hope you know that. That does not mean say it again. What?
Prison Sex.
I knew you were going to fucking do it. That's why I stopped.
I like Prison Sex.
Just don't pick up the soap. Anyway.
I don't even know.
What state has not hosted a WrestleMania? A, New Jersey. B, Michigan. C, Washington. D, North Carolina.
Okay. a debate for you.
Yeah, am I missing something?
Yeah, big time.
All right.
Yeah, I think he is.
It's North Kakalaki.
Tony puts down North Kakalaki. So does Dan. Dan puts North Kakalaki too.
WrestleMania 3 was in Michigan. WrestleMania 4 and 5 were in New Jersey. And Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle fought each other at WrestleMania, whatever the fuck it was, in Seattle.
WrestleMania 19 was in Seattle.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle fought each other.
No, it was Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar.
No, Michaels and Angle was at in Seattle, wasn't it?
I swear that was 19.
If only there was a machine.
If only there was a machine. I mean, it's
Seattle,
19.
Who did Angle? Oh, it was Angle and Mysterio. My bad.
Lesnar and Angle.
Right.
That was a triple threat at 21.
Or no. Who did
I think I just want to give Dan the win because of how
Who did Shawn fight in 19?
That was Jericho when Jericho kicked him in the nuts at the end.
Jericho. That's what it was.
Did the shuffle for the sweet chin music?
Yeah, because he punched his wife.
What? No, Dan, just for that, Dan wins.
Jericho.
He already won. He already won anyway. What do you mean just for that?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was up one.
I thought it was tied.
Mathematician over there.
Not only does Dan win, AJ, but you also lose.
What else is new?
What else? You want a commercial, huh?
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out
thechairshot.com.
Bringing you breaking news, interviews,
played it again.
Podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
What's that?
Remember, we're the most professional.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
What's that? Thechairshot.com?
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
DP, I'm a winner. A winner is a winner you? Well, or a winner is you?
Perhaps. Either way you want to put it, we're all winners. That's right. You know that music. And you know, when we're playing A Winner Is You, it means it's the end of the month. And it's time to talk some video games. It's time to talk about what you're playing. Maybe what you're looking forward to playing. What's coming out. Why don't we start it off? Since PC went to go get himself another beer, probably, AJ. And you're not the biggest video game fan.
Chris, he can go first.
But is there anything you're playing, looking forward to at all?
Playing wise, not so much. I'm staying in my MMORPG realm that I know you guys don't really touch. But they announced the game that me and the missus play. They announced their new expansion that's coming out in the beginning of July, I believe, or June, end of June, beginning of July. So. If for whatever reason you don't hear me on a DWI in July, that's most likely why. But no, I've been paying attention to a lot of the things that have been coming out, like the Star Wars Battlefront, the old PS2 series and PS3. They came out with their collectors for PC, PS5. I don't know if it's on Xbox or not. I also know it's on Switch, so it has to be on Xbox. That came out on my birthday, so I was looking forward to that. But I think the main thing that we're looking forward to, or it already came out, so we're already excited for it. We are still a wrestling podcast, Dan.
Well, WWE 2K24 did just come out in March. So, you
it
know,
did.
Are you playing it? Have you played it?
I haven't yet. I need to, you know, bills and whatnot. I'm just like, money. Oh, wait, there's tax returns. Never mind. Tax day already happened. Or it's going to happen soon. So I'm definitely going to be purchasing that at some point.
definitely looks fantastic. You know, I heard the storyline is really good. The My Career Mode, really pretty awesome.
Multiple GMs that you can choose from with different perks too. I don't know if that was in 23 or not. I didn't play 23, but
you got GM Teddy Long every night. You've got a match with the Undertaker. I don't like this one so much.
Really?
Is that what this one? That's that what it is? You played it?
No.
I was about to say why is the announcer for the GM? Why is the announcer for the GM Howard Finkel?
Jesus, that wasn't even Howard Finkel.
Here we have Teddy Long.
Are you doing an impersonation of me doing an impersonation of a generic announcer guy?
I would. That's probably better.
How dare you make fun of me, you ass?
I was just trying to do a Fink impression.
Okay, sorry. I just took over Dan's part of the show.
Well, so PC, I know we're not playing any more Suicide Squad. So
we got 3 hours, and that's about 3 hours. It says 3 hours when I go to the game.
So, besides Fortnite, is there any other game that's coming out?
Not a dub, half hour before the show.
It's not a sport game.
Back in.
Jeez.
No, got a dub half hour before the show. Wanted to jump back into another round, and I went, no, if I get to the end again, I'll have to push it back. So I stopped. Only had one when I got home. still on Tiger Woods 2K. Like, those two are just, like, got me hooked because it's always new every time, right? Like, it might be the same course. The board always changes on Fortnite, but it might be the same board for a couple months, but it's always new people. So I'm loving that. Here's what you talk about. Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League and not having played it after getting it, right? Both of us. And both of us enjoyed our experience in what we've played so far. Just like, we just haven't gotten back to it. Like,
true.
We're not saying it's bad. We're just saying we haven't had time. I don't know if it's whether it's been a bad part of the year for it or not, but we haven't made time for it.
I was about to say, I've heard a lot of people shitting on the game for a specific reason. I'm not going to say why, but there's been a lot of people shitting on the game for one particular reason.
You're not going to spoil a video game for us.
Batman. Since it's Kevin Conroy's last voice acting as Batman.
Yet. We haven't gotten to that yet. Actually, they're going to pull something from Kevin Conroy to be in Crisis on Infinite Earths for the DC animated movies that are coming out right now. Mark
solid.
Hamill and Kevin Conroy, I believe, are going to be in Crisis 3. Anyway, DP, the funny thing is, though, something that's caught my eye, not DC, but Marvel, is it's not till 2025, and we only got, like, the cinematic parts of the game that have been drawn up so far. We haven't gotten any gameplay yet, but look up Marvel 1943 if you haven't heard about it yet. It's obviously it's Marvel in 1943. It's Captain America and who else is it? Gabriel Jones.
Well, yeah, Black Panther. All right.
Yeah, Black Panther. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I'll have to keep an eye on that one.
Okay. Other than that, I have seen the new 2K WWE game. I just don't have time for it right now.
Yeah, it's a little much. But I know you being a sports fan, and you also are actually a fan of tennis. 2K is coming out with a new tennis game. Yeah. Coming out April 26th.
It's not new, actually. Topspin's been around.
Yeah, it's been around, but I think it's been a couple years since they released one, haven't they? Or has it been?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Dave's the one that told me about this. He's been a big Topspin fan.
There you go. Yeah, that was always a good game.
You guys, more Tunny than Dan, to my knowledge, but they did also come out with MLB The Show 24 last week.
That's another game.
That's right.
I'm not... I only have enough time in my life for Tiger Woods and Fortnite, okay, guys? I'm sorry. We're committed to each other.
Well,
I'm just throwing things out there.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you one more.
And I'm swiping left.
And this is a I think this is one you'll be interested in because it's a good mindless type of game that you'd want to play. They released a new Contra. It's called Operation Galuga.
Yeah.
It looks pretty goddamn good.
Do you want to know the first thought that came to my mind when you told me that, though? I bet you it's a good game. But you want to know what the first thing that came to my mind when you said that?
Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
I'm off tomorrow, and I've already drank too much to drive, but I'm going to catch an Uber, and we're going to set up Nintendo at your house and play the original Contra.
I mean, that's fair.
It's funny because, we talk about Hollywood and everything, and, the retreading of stuff, and it only makes sense in the gaming world, right, because of the technology. A movie is still only told in – a movie from 70 years ago can it be as good as a movie from today, right?
Yeah.
A video game from 40 years ago can likely not be as good as the best video game from today. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just – it's a little bit of a difference. That's where I'm it's odd because I still say that I would rather play the old video game in contradiction to what I just said.
Yeah.
No, that's – fair. And also apparently that game already came out. It's on the Switch. Came out on the 12th.
Yeah. What's on the PC?
What's the Contra code, AJ?
I already said it. Up, up, down, down, left, right, ABA select start.
Well, that's Contra 2. up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, BA start.
BA start.
No.
Second Contra code, AB. Select start. Yeah.
See how it got worse?
It does get worse. There is one game I also want to mention that just came out March 26th. I've been playing it for 2 days. It's called South Park Snow Day. Continuation of the South Park series.
South Park did make a new game.
Yeah. Surprisingly pretty solid so far. They have changed the gameplay style from the last two. Last two were more of the JRPG style, with turn-based fighting. And this one is now all 3D, third person style, shooting or, more like a rogue game where they play, you kind of go after waves of guys, get through a part of the story and you have to make it all the way through. Or if you die, you got to start again.
Are you just yourself, or is it multiple people?
You can play up to four people together if you want. So you can join a party of four people. Otherwise, you're by yourself, and then four or three random computer characters join you in battle. But you can do it as a group, so would be interesting.
That kind of sounds like current role-playing games, how they've been going, but I'm interested. I love me some good South Park references and games. Yeah.
And that's the fun of it.
I loved Stick of Truth.
Is it open world or no? Is it just kind of task-based?
It's linear. You
go through a storyline.
Yeah, it's more linear. It's not really open world. They're you go into an area and can run around to do different, to get different things, but it's really just straight path. You're going through these guys, go get this, and then you're done, or kill these guys, and then you fight, Stan at the end, or you fight, That's about it.
It'd be cool if they would have done an open world based on, everything that's happened around South Park, where you just, and South Park evolves as you open world finish things.
Yeah. And I think I got a feeling that's where they're going with it.
Yeah, and then they go to shitty airlines so they can get a $40 ticket to Canada Prize.
Hello, Shea Walk. I was trying to get a hold of City Airlines. Hold on.
Oh,
Shea Airlines. Listen, if Andrew Santino can do it.
And, to be fair, the first two South Parks were kind of like that. You walk around the city and you kind of get all that nostalgia a little bit. And I kind of feeling like that's where they're heading in this new realm that they're trying is like maybe the next game ends up being more of an open world. You can just walk around and do different shit. So I got a feeling that's where they're going with it. But this one was a little more task based, with some fun. I mean, obviously you get all the same South Park hilarity and shit, but a little more linear based than open world, but still good so far. That's all I got.
I got one thing to add to the a winner is you thing that I've thought of here, like a last call for a winner is you. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I guess we can call this Last Life or something like that.
Extra Life.
Extra Life. Final Boss. I
can't call that. That's already a Final Boss.
So with the upcoming Mike Tyson and Jake Paul fight, why not a new age version? And I would like to see it on PS5 and the latest edition of Xbox and whatever gaming you want to. Most people wouldn't play this in gaming, but an arcade-ish, up-to-date version of Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Why not? Like an updated version where you can actually create your character and train and fight different people. Like you can start off in the social media ranks, or you can fight actual people, and then like you eventually have to fight like 1989 Mike Tyson or something like that. You know what I mean? Like that would be really cool. That would really fucking sell. Like where's Konami when you need those motherfuckers?
Kind of tell you, I'm really surprised if that hasn't happened yet. Like especially with like they did the for hockey, they did the retro NHL 94 with the updated rosters and shit like that. Like an updated version of Punch Out with some different, you know, rankings like that would really be interesting. There is one game that's that came out for I think it's just on PC right now, but it's called Undisputed, and it's like, you remember like Knockout Kings and Fight Night, those oh, yeah. That era of
oh,
games.
God. I play those forever.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'd have to erase my career, and I would write down my career on a notepad so I knew what it was. By the way, do you have Making Wayne Gretzky's Head Bleed for Superfan number 99? Because I used to have it, and I can't find it.
No, I don't have that Superfan bit.
Maybe I do have it.
No.
I'll look over here. You keep talking.
But if you're looking for one of those nostalgias, I got that game as well. It's been redone by I think it was a little indie developer or whatever, but it's like they're building it up still, and it's really good so far. And it's, yeah, same type of stuff. Like if you played Fight Night and you're a big fan of that EA version, really, really good game. If you can, if you want to go get it, called Undisputed, out on Steam. But I would love that. I would love a retro Punch Out.
I was about to say, you would expect like EA to jump onto this cash cow of like, you know, Jake Paul going into doing these fights and everything else and just get the licensing of everyone. That's the tricky part. Like having Knockout Kings 2024 come out, or just Knockout 2K24 or 25, whatever you want to call it.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy!
Bitch!
Why is Gretzky on his ass again?
Gretzky's a little bitch.
God, this is such bullshit, man. This is bullshit.
The Kings suck in this game. You should play another team.
I took the Kings to the cup.
Yeah, against the computer with the offsides.
They're a finesse team, bro.
They're a fucking bitch team. Score!
Oh! Bitch! Fucking bitch!
Watch out, no, motherfucker.
Do not fucking hit my elbow.
It's not even so much me as it's Ronick. He's good.
Oh, is that right?
Elio steals to Ronick.
You bitch!
Score, Chicago! Fuck, oh,
man.
My...
Oh! That's pretty. Such fucking bullshit!
But that was pretty, Sue. Check this out on the instant replay.
Dude, do not...
You said it was fucking... Look at that.
Yes. Look at
it. It's a spreadsheet.
If you want
to play the show, look at it.
Look
at it.
Come on.
Why do you think this is the instant replay in the fucking game? So you can see it's bullshit.
Man.
Well, you know what? I am unbelievable.
Every goal, you're going to fucking watch the instant replay.
Look at it.
You got the game.
Come on, man. I
want
to play.
Never get to play.
Practice this when I'm not here.
Just fucking move it.
When I'm not here, will you practice it?
All right,
we'll play some more.
He
likes to get scored on.
Great times. All right. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's on the fourth floor. The elevator's broken, okay? Dude, it's picked up. Would you buzz him in here?
9. I wish they still had fights in this game so I could bitch slap Wayne.
Wait a minute, aren't fighting anymore?
Doesn't that suck?
Why'd they get rid of the fighting? It's the best part of the old version.
I think kids were hitting each other or something, man.
Yeah, but you know what, Mike? You can make their heads bleed on this one.
Make somebody's head bleed.
Oh, in playoffs.
I'm gonna make Wayne Gretzky's head bleed for super fan number 99 over here.
Mikey, get the door.
Yeah, give me some money.
Why do I have to give you money?
Give me some fucking money. I'm not paying again.
Jesus Christ. Pause the game.
Dude, I'm about to do my thing with the thing here.
Pause the game.
I got fucking Wayne.
Pause it.
All right, I'll pause it. Jesus Christ. Like you scored all day.
All right, we'll stop right there.
Oh, you're almost to the best part. Look at Wayne's legs. Look at his legs. Look at Wayne's
legs. I know that was from Swingers, but
is he clean? If he's clean, let him in. If he's clean, let him in.
Don't take off his shoes.
Don't take off his shoes. Yeah.
Like I said, I know that was from Swingers, but I'm pretty sure that was just you guys playing.
Vince Vaughn
has
made it into the show twice today.
He did?
He was on the porch. Yeah, he was on the porch when Cody told The Rock that he didn't want to bleed his own blood.
Oh, shit.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, where were we?
We're done, man. We're done.
I was about to say, I think that's right.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
That's it, baby.
Party's dead anyway.
This place dead anyway.
AJ, man. Let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me at Elon Musk Cesspool at Phenomenal AJB. That's AJB in all caps. And like Tunny alluded to before in the beginning of the show, we're not just podcast galore. We are articles. Galore, sports entertainment, you name it, we got it all on thechairshot.com.
You can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at it's me, DPP. And make sure you follow this show on the X-Force at Podcast DWI and on Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
Well, me personally, I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. That's it this week. DWI 423, don't drink and drive. Drink and podcast like I have been tonight. The Stone Cold icon avatar is in full effect there on the Skypeage. So you know we were drinking extra tonight. But yeah, another great show, you guys. I'm so happy. WrestleMania season. Follow me at PC Tunny, Chairshot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms, MyBookie, promo code Chairshot, and, of course, Chairshot Radio Network, baby!
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.